You're listening to the West End Frame Show. Hello and welcome to the West End Frame Show, putting theatre in the frame and keeping you up to date with everything going on in the West End and beyond. Every week we round up the biggest theatrical news stories, discuss what shows we've seen and find out what's going on over on Broadway. I'm your host and West End Frame editor Andrew Tomlins, and today I am flying solo for a mini episode. I've had a really great week this week actually. In August I love to venture out into the regions and go and see some different regional productions. There's always so much exciting stuff happening around the UK in the summer. So this week I went to the Watermill Theatre in Newbury, which if you haven't been, you should try and go. It's such a beautiful theatre. It is literally in the middle of nowhere. It's so quiet, so peaceful, so rural. And I always make sure I get there early so I can spend some time pre-show chilling out with the ducks. And in fact, there was actually, in the interval, a fight that broke out, not between two audience members, but between two ducks, which provided some brilliant interval entertainment for everyone who was watching the show. I also booked a trip to Manchester. So I'm going to go later this week and see Jerry Springer, the opera, at the Hope Mill Theatre. I'm really, really excited because so much stuff, left, right and centre, transfers from the Hope Mill and I haven't had the chance to go. So on Saturday, I am venturing out of London and I'm going to Manchester. And then next week, I'm off to the Fringe. So I'm all over the place. I'm a big believer of supporting regional theatre. There's so much great stuff. I mean, literally West End actors left, right and centre are now going off to the regions and taking part in all sorts of really exciting productions. So coming up in today's episode, we're going to be discussing Kiss Me Kate at the Watermill Theatre and the National Theatre's production of Peter Pan. There's also lots of news about Six, Nine to Five and Come From Away. Plus, we'll be finding out which Broadway hits are eyeing up West End transfers. Before we get started with today's show, we need to, of course, take some time to talk about the legendary theatre director and producer Harold Prince, who passed away on the 31st of July at the age of 91. I mean, we could do an entire episode to discuss Hal Prince's career. He has done so many incredible things which have just changed and transformed the path of theatre, I think. One fact was that he directed both Evita and Sweeney Todd in the same year. I mean, that is insane. He is known in particular for his collaborations with both Sondheim and Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's directed some of the biggest world premieres of the last half century. Shows like She Loves Me, Cabaret, Sweeney Todd, Evita, we mentioned, Company, A Little Night Music, Follies, and of course, The Phantom of the Opera, which continues to go strong both in the West End and on Broadway. If you've been on social media over the past week, you will have seen so many amazing tributes from everyone in the industry. He's just so well respected and adored by so many people. Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote a lovely message. He said, "Farewell, Hal, not just the prince of musicals, the crowned head who directed two of the greatest productions of my career, Evita and Phantom. This wonderful man taught me so much, and his mastery of musical theatre was without equal." We, of course, send our condolences to Hal's family and friends, everyone who worked with him, everyone who knew him. And I highly recommend that you spend some time Googling and reading about what an important part of theatrical history he is. His legend will certainly live on. So now we need to round up some of the biggest news stories which have broken over the past week. The big news that I am so excited about is that Six is transferring to Broadway. Oh my Gosh, so Six is the musical that puts the six wives of Henry VIII into the spotlight in their very own pop concert. The show, which premiered at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival 2 years ago now, has gone on to take the UK by storm. The show is currently selling out in the West End, whilst also preparing to launch a UK tour. And over in America for the past few months, a US cast have been knocking audiences out of the park with their pre-Broadway runs. The US production will continue to play pre-Broadway runs across the US prior to opening at the Brooks Atkinson Theatre on the 13th of February 2020. That theatre is currently home to Waitress. It seats just over 1,000 people. It's so much bigger than the Arts, where the show runs in the West End, and it's going to be mega. I am very interested to see what the response is like on Broadway. Six has had an exciting week. So due to cast illness, the show's co-writer and composer, Toby Marlowe, recently took to the stage at the Arts Theatre to play Catherine Parr for two performances. When I heard that this was happening, I was so angry that it was sold out and that you could not get tickets. So quite a few of the leading cast members and the alternates were indisposed. So they staged a show in a special concert format for two performances, with Toby playing Catherine Parr alongside Genesis, who played Anne of Cleves in the musical's initial run at the Arts Theatre and can be heard Getting Down on the cast album. She also returned for the day. And if you go onto YouTube or onto Twitter, you can watch the Mega Six at the end. Okay, now this next piece of news has got me incredibly excited. In fact, so excited that I'm having to reschedule a holiday that I was about to book. It has been revealed that Broadway icon Stephanie J. Block will perform two solo concerts at Cadogan Hall on Sunday, the 12th of April, 2020. Clear your diaries. Stephanie is one of Broadway's biggest stars. She has taken to the stage on The Great White Way in shows such as The Boy from Oz, Falsettos, Wicked, she's a legendary Elphaba, and 9 to 5. She's currently starring in The Cher Show and won the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical earlier this year. I was lucky enough to see Stephanie in The Cher Show and was absolutely floored by her performance. She is a powerhouse. She has the most incredible stage presence and her vocals are just insane. Tickets for the shows will go on sale on the 3rd of September. We also have lots more casting news for the West End and UK touring productions of 9 to 5. So Chelsea Halfpenny is joining the West End production of 9 to 5 as Judy, marking her West End debut. She's best known for appearing in Biker Grove and Emmerdale, and she is the niece of Jill Halfpenny, who won an Olivier Award for playing Paulette in Legally Blonde at the very same theatre, the Savoy, where 9 to 5 runs. See, it's meant to be. Bonnie Langford, Brian Connolly, Caroline Sheen and Natalie McQueen have all extended their runs in the West End, and Chelsea will join them alongside some exciting, brilliant new ensemble members on the 2nd of September. Meanwhile, we have more casting for the tour. So we knew already that Amber Davis and Louise Redknapp were heading out on tour with 9 to 5, reprising their roles from the West End as Judy and Violet. And now we know that they're going to be joined by their former West End colleagues, Sean Needham and Lucinda Lawrence, as Franklin and Roz, whilst Georgina Castle is joining the show as Dora Lee. The UK tour of 9 to 5 opens on the 6th of September in Birmingham, whilst the West End production is currently booking at the Savoy until April 2020. I now have an excuse to go back. 9 to 5 is a massive guilty pleasure show of mine. I'm buzzing to go and see it again. In other news, Olivier winner David Thaxton, who most recently played the Phantom in The Phantom of the Opera, is taking over as Kevin T and others in the West End production of Come From Away from the 9th of September. Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical adaptation of Cinderella will have its UK premiere as a semi-stage concert at Cadogan Hall on the 20th of October. Now, I saw this show on Broadway in 2014, and The score is beautiful. The really exciting bit of this news is that the show is going to feature a 21-piece orchestra. It's going to sound divine. So have a listen to the album, and if you like what you hear, then make sure you snap up your ticket for the 20th of October and stay tuned for casting news. Talking of casting news, actually, it's been revealed that Joe Dixon, Debbie Currup, Gary Wilmot, Adam Pearce, Tanisha Spring, and Silas Wyatt Bark have been cast in the West End production of Prince of Egypt, opening in February 2020. This is shaping up to be a killer cast. Finally, following its Broadway opening, it's been announced that Moulin Rouge, the musical, will open in Australia in 2021. Let's hope that by 2021, the show has already opened in the West End, because we need Moulin Rouge over here. I'm dying to see it. Right, so now it's time for some show talk. So at the weekend, I had a road trip to Newbury to catch the Watermill Theatre's actor-musician production of Kiss Me, Kate. I have seen Kiss Me, Kate countless times. The show is popping up all over the place, and I most recently saw the big Broadway revival starring Kelly O'Hara, and this production at the Watermill could not be any more different. Complete opposite end of the scale. So the Watermill is renowned for its actor muso productions. Kiss Me, Kate isn't a show which I think you would immediately associate with an actor muso interpretation, but it works really, really well. It actually adds a lot to the theatricality of the backstage comedy. Paul Hart's production is very funny. You can tell they had a lot of fun with it actually in the rehearsal room. There's some great comical moments, and they really dine out on the comedy of the show within the show. The cast are very small, with just leading and supporting characters who double up to create the ensemble for all the musical numbers, whilst also being the onstage band. It's literally crazy. I don't know how they do it. The cast are so hardworking, and they manage to make it work. And the challenges that this brings of them having to do so much also create some wonderfully funny moments. It's really charming. Rebecca Traherne, who won an Olivier Award for Showboat, is absolutely sublime as Lily. It was a total treat to hear her take on the score. One minute she was gliding into her soprano range, the next minute she was belting out I Hate Men. It was just, the score is a perfect fit for her voice, and she just has the most amazing stage presence. She was so grounded when the show began, and then to kind of watch things spiral out of control for her character was really fun. She's just the most amazing leading lady, and I hope we get to see her in London in a leading role very, very soon. She has a wonderful leading man in David Ricardo Pearce, who plays Fred. He was having a lot of fun with the audience, and the Newbury audience were lapping it up. Interestingly, usually Kiss Me, Kate is all about the arguing ex-lovers Lily and Fred as they star together in a production of The Taming of the Shrew. But with this kind of smaller cast, this different actor muso production, Lois and Bill were far more featured throughout. Their story was far more prominent than it usually is. And I mean, we had brilliant actors. So Kimmy Edwards was absolutely divine as Lois. She brought the house down with her rendition of Always True to You in My Fashion. It's such a fun number, and she had an absolute field day. Her vocals were insane, and at the end of the number, there's this brilliant moment where she kind of snatched the drumsticks, banged the drum of the drum kit, and then the cymbals, all perfectly in time with the music. Of course, it really added to the moment. And then there was some brilliant choreo to finish number involving the drumsticks. It was just so well done. She brought the house down. She was really, really excellent. And Kimmy Edwards is someone who I've seen pop up in all sorts of different shows over the years, and she's always brilliant. But it was so lovely to see her having this moment, and often she's in these really fierce roles. It was great to see her taking on something different and smashing it. She's someone to watch, actually, Kimmy Edwards. I think we'll see some great things from her in the coming years. Jay Perry plays Bill and oozes with charm. Jay was, of course, our co-host for episode 2 of the West End Frame Show. And if you didn't catch that, make sure you have a listen because he talks all about rehearsals for the show. He's absolutely brilliant. It was really nice to see him take on the role. Really brilliant role for him. The entire cast were amazing. So many excellent voices, so many amazing comedic actors and talented musicians. I do not know how these people do it, how they can literally... I mean, Rebecca Traherne was just picked up a clarinet and was phenomenal in the opening number. She was heavily featured playing the clarinet and it sounded amazing. I do not know where they find these people who can dance, sing, act and play about 6 instruments. It's insane. O.T. Mabuse's choreography was perfection. She had a lot of fun with the musical numbers, especially those big ones like Another Opening, Another Show and Too Darn Hot. They were totally reimagined and completely different to how you would normally see them done, but they worked really well. She also brought out so much comedy through her choreography. It was really, really fascinating to watch. O.T. is someone we all need to have our eye on. And interestingly, she choreographed so well for these smaller spaces. So her last show, Ain't Misbehaving, was sizzling hot at the Southwark Playhouse. It worked so well in that intimate space. And her choreography of Kiss Me Kate was just as strong on such a small stage. I always think it's so difficult to choreograph for these intimate spaces. There's so many limitations, but I think O.T. really turns it into a strength and it worked so well. It's always good fun to see Kiss Me Kate, and this is a brilliant production. So if you fancy a road trip to Newbury, you fancy hanging out with the Ducks, then make sure you go along and catch it. Kiss Me Kate runs at the Watermill Theatre until Saturday the 21st of September 2019. The other show that I managed to see this week was the National Theatre's production of Peter Pan, which is transferred to the Troubadour White City Theatre for a summer season. The Troubadour is a super cool pop-up theatre in White City. It's just by the BBC and Westfield. I loved the front of house area. As you arrived, it really was giving me cool vibes. The front of house is really nice. And then I was so impressed. When I walked into the auditorium, I was literally like to the usher, wow, this is amazing. It's really, really impressive what they've done with this space. It's really, really cool. However, it was interesting because when the show began, the atmosphere felt a little flat. It's a very, very big, long theatre. And something didn't sit quite right for me when it started. I always admire Sally Cookson's work. So Sally Cookson is just the most incredible director. Her production of Hetty Feather was outstanding, and she's all about the storytelling. She always finds amazing ways to stage and tell a story. Her production is always very visual and highlight different elements of theatricality, which I love. My favourite thing about this production was Michael Vale's design. It is second to none. The show is absolutely beautiful, and I must say the entire design team have done a brilliant job. There are moments when surround sound is used, there's flying over the audience, and of course lots of surprises along the way. It's an absolute visual feast. I found the pace of the show to be slow. Some scenes dragged and the pace just dropped once we got to Neverland. I love the diversity within the cast, but I just wish the script broke away from the traditional language. Visually, everything was exciting, but for me, the text felt in need of an update. They could have maybe shaved, I thought, about 20 minutes off of the running time. It just dragged out that little bit too much. The cast were brilliant. They threw themselves into every moment and worked so well as an ensemble with a great focus to the story. I wasn't a fan of the score. There was some lovely music, but the songs weren't strong for me. It's a really great summer season for families this year in London. We have Joseph at the Palladium, you have Adrian Mole at the Ambassadors. And I have to say, Peter Pan is a nice alternative. It's a traditional story. It's really heartwarming. It looks beautiful. I think there's lots in there which will really captivate younger audiences. I also just wanted to mention that West End star Emma Lynders, who has starred in shows such as Maiden Dagenham, Groundhog Day, the list goes on, she's released a solo album entitled As We Grow Older. The album features a mixture of material from the world of musical theatre and beyond. Her vocals are seriously fierce. Be careful. If you listen to her recording of Never Enough whilst driving, just be aware there are insane notes in there. I was not prepared for what I was listening to as I drove to Newbury. There's also an amazing duet with Alice Fern of When You Believe. It's certainly worth checking out. The cast of Refresh have also released a single of their reworked version of My Favourite Things from The Sound of Music. Now, something that I love going to cabarets where you see musical theatre music being transformed and reworked. And that is exactly what Refresh does. So their unique cabaret show is running at the Underbelly South Bank Festival from the 13th until the 15th of August, featuring MT performers performing reworked versions of iconic songs from musicals. I was sold when I read the description, Lin-Manuel meets Little Mix. That is exactly what the world needs. Sadly, I can't make the Refresh shows as I'm going away. So I need someone listening to go along, check it out for me, and to then recreate the entire thing. Exciting news alert from Broadway. The Daily Mail has revealed that the Broadway productions of Ain't Too Proud and Oklahoma are both eyeing up West End transfers. Producers of both shows are said to be scouting potential London homes. Ain't Too Proud is from the team behind Jersey Boys and tells the story of the Temptations. There's lots of crossover in there with Motown, the musical. The Broadway revival of Oklahoma is a totally reworked production of the iconic show. It's staged in the Round at Circle on the Square, which is one of my favourite Broadway houses. It's a bit like a larger version of the Menier Chocolate Factory. So I was wondering where it would work in the West End, because it would be great at like the Southwark Playhouse or at the Menier Chocolate Factory, but producers clearly want it to go to the West End. And I was actually thinking that it would work really well at the Playhouse Theatre. The Playhouse have done some really cool things recently. They've had some great transformations. The way they totally reworked the theatre for The Jungle would be along the lines of what I'd expect they could do for Oklahoma if it were to come over. However, producers have said that they are willing to look at reworking the show for a traditional end-on staging. So who knows, it could be anywhere. Anyway, if you want to find out more about both of these shows, in 2 weeks we are going to be releasing a very special episode of the West End Frame Show, which is going to be all about Broadway. So back in March, I went to New York and met up with my friend Lisa Martland, who is editor of Musical Theatre Review, an amazing UK theatre site. And we have recorded a podcast discussing everything that we saw. Between us, I think we discussed about 15 Broadway shows. So that episode will be released on Tuesday the 20th of August. It is very stagey. Finally, I just wanted to say, break a leg to everyone working on Bat Out of Hell. The show has its big opening in New York this week. Break a leg to Christina, Andrew, Danielle, everyone working on the show. It's so exciting to see the show find its way to New York. And there we go. How are we at the end? This has literally flown by. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the West End Frame Show. Head over to www.westendframe.co.uk to stay up to date with our podcasting adventures. You can also find West End Frame on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and leave us a rating. I'll be back next week with a guest co-host for another stagey catch-up.